Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting second, the left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting third, the DH, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh, the catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Colburn. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second, the second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third, the DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh, the catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rosma. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Staub moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub scores. Kemp moves to second. It's Royals, 1, Tigers, 1. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. the Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from May and he is out, Verizer applying the tag. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuentes. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Patek bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rosma fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Colburn covering, for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Verizer moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verizer scores. LaFleur moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Fuentes moves to second. Larry Gura now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Fuentes moves to third. Staub moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. McRae reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 3-2. Tigers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez pinch hits for Phil Mankowski. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Porter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verizer strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Rodriguez moves to third. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuentes takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosma fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Rosma. Patek moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Patek moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Kemp goes all the way around to score. It's Royals, 4, Tigers, 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. Thompson moves to third. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a line drive towards right. Ogilvie catches it and throws to first to double up Mayberry. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Gurriel LaFleur moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Staub hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter strikes out. One out. Joe LaHewitt pinch hits for Freddie Patek. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt strikes out. Two outs. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Frank White. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.